Welcome back. This is episode 4 of the Shine Solutions podcast. Today's topic is websites. I've mentioned before on this podcast that previous businesses right nearby in the Orlando, Florida area didn't have a website. So there's like, they check so many good boxes. Good people, good owners, good employees, customers like coming in. They've got a good logo, good product, good service. For example, like restaurants with really good food, locals, like social media influencers and stuff post a lot of their things online and it gets popular. And surely that attracts like some more customers, but some of these businesses don't have a website. And that's what I want to talk about today is why is this so important? It seems like such a small thing, like, okay, we're doing great, we're doing fine, but we don't have a website. Yeah, that is the problem. That's something that's so important. There's a couple reasons, but you need a landing page. You need a place where the people, by the way, sorry for the beeping, it's Christmas Eve in this house, where the people who are not coming to your business, walking into it, why? Because they're probably at home. And if they're at home, they're scrolling, they're checking stuff, they're on the internet. And you can target those people and get their attention towards the familiar, the close by, the nearby. And you want their eyes on, you want to put a landing page for your website. So if you pay $1,000 to get a website that does all of these things, that attracts the customers towards it, and you give it ability for customers to pay online, you will more than make up that $1,000. And it's not just over-the-counter transactions. And so this is the subtle difference that business owners that are running really good businesses in the Orlando area, but if they don't have a website or their website is the bare minimum, it could be so much more. And the reason I stress this is because it's such an easy fix. It's so easy to just create this website. This gets into the topic of tactical advice versus strategic advice, because making a website is a really good tactic. How I'm defining tactic here is these are good, quick actions. And then strategy is the overall plan, the vision that occurs or unfolds over weeks, months, and years. So that's the difference between strategy and then taking tactical actions. And building a website and having it for any business out there is a tactical win. It's the first step of a whole journey. It unlocks from the website. Now there's a whole set of games driving people to that website, getting them to stay on the website, providing that consumer with valuable information of some sort so they walk away going, you know, hey, okay, I went to the website, I learned something, I saw something, I got something of value. And ideally, you want them to order something. And if you're opening a brick and mortar store, you have something of value. You're getting customers somehow. It's about driving more customers to your brick and mortar store. So having the website could be a landing page to funnel people to get inside your store somehow. And so you could try to input that and track their email and send them something valuable or get those consumers that have already demonstrated they like your place of business, get them to hang out or become a member for the long term. And the website is the first step on that long journey. It's like building a website is like a foundation. And then strategy is like a big oak tree that comes out of that foundation. But you got to take the quick actions, like building a website, like paying someone who knows. These services are available. I mean, they're vitally important for businesses in the 21st century. I'm recording this in December 2024. It's really important for all businesses to have that website to attract more customers. If anyone's interested, I could go through specific websites on how, like detailing how I would improve them. I don't know if that's interesting. I've already talked about a few other websites. I plan to talk about different businesses in the Orlando area. Want to be really positive with this podcast. Want to spread a lot of love and zero hate. There will be critiques though. So it's not hating on people, but it's specific areas that we could improve on. The holistic aspect to all of this is trying to better up a community. We offer a service, but really all the advice is free. We just want people to take this and make their own websites and make it a better, you know, the vision is for Orlando to become more in the digital space and become for tourists that visit our city often to check out local spots. People are sick and tired of the chains. They want to go to something, some place that feels local. Orlando has a ton of that. Bringing people to our local spots, having that welcoming environment through the digital space that ties in with the brick and mortar aspect to it. That's really strong. That's building up Orlando business. So I hope that this all makes sense in the context of why it's important to have a website in 2024. It's moving forward to 2025. This is not going to go away. I hope that this has been helpful. I hope this has been insightful. If it has, send us feedback. Merry Christmas Eve and happy holidays, everyone. Looking forward to the next episode. Bye for now.